Welcome to Navigating Postpartum Wellness, the podcast dedicated to helping new moms find their groove after baby while reclaiming their time. I'm your host, Dre Williams, a postpartum wellness coach committed to guiding you through this motherhood journey with compassion and expertise. If you're feeling overwhelmed and struggling to make time for yourself, you are in the right place. Join me each week as I explore practical strategies for prioritizing your wellness, mastering time management, and embracing self-care, as well as guests that will be on. Together, we'll make sure you feel seen, heard, and supported every step of the way. Let's dive in and start your journey to a more fulfilling postpartum life. Let's get into this episode. Welcome back to another episode of Navigating Postpartum. Thank you for tuning in. Y'all have been showing me so much love, and just this season has been so amazing, and there's so many different stories. And today I have a special guest on, and I'm going to let her introduce herself.
Hi, my name is Kia. I am a single mom of a newly six-year-old, doula, childbirth educator, healthcare customer service, and dabbled into healthcare technology recently. That's pretty much about me.
I have some questions for you. Let's get into it. I want to know, how did you become a doula? Like, what inspired you to do that?
When I was younger, my favorite show at the time was A Baby Story, which was on TLC. And I was about 9 years old. I knew after watching that show that I wanted to be involved in the maternal health space in some capacity. So I wanted to be a doctor at one point, but I didn't want to go to school to be a doctor and spend all those years in school. So my goal was to become a midwife. And so I did go to nursing school. Long story short, I went and I had a semester left, but I had to take medical leave. And so I just never really got a chance to go back to nursing school. So in 2017, I just decided to become a doula while, you know, I'm just taking the time to get myself together before I go back to nursing school, and just fell in love with it. And really, it's kind of encouraging me to go back to nursing school to eventually get that nursing degree and then become a certified nurse midwife, definitely preparing me for that journey.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I also, funny story, I also was going to school to become an OB. And okay. I decided at the end, I was like, I want to go into education. I want to, you know, be teaching and make a different kind of impact. So I understand that. And I was just like, yep, that's the same path that I'm on. And then it just circled back to now I'm doing postpartum. And it's just funny how life works. Exactly. Yeah. You never know where life is going to take you. Right. And I want to know a little bit more background, if you don't mind sharing, about your single mom journey and how is that parenting going?
It's been tough. I've been a single mom since day one. The pure definition of a single mom, no contact with her father. I think he's seen her twice. And like I said, she's six. I grew up as an only child. I'm independent by nature. I'm okay being a single mom, but at the same time, there's a lot of times where you just wish you had a partner or somebody to help, somebody to be there. You know, maybe when your child gets on your nerves, you're like, go to your father, whomever, you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you wish you had that. So it's difficult. You learn to adapt. You definitely have to find your tribe, your village. And that helps a lot. Along the way, you find friends, become family, and then you definitely take advantage of your family. Like her grandparents help out. I have cousins when I was living in Georgia. That's where my family is. They helped out a lot. And so you definitely have to find that village to help you out as a single mom, because you cannot do it alone. It's just, you can't.
How do you make time for yourself? Because if you are constantly on being in mom mode, how do you make that time for yourself?
It's difficult, but a lot of times it's really after she goes to bed. I know I had a lot more self-care time when she was younger because she would go to bed a little bit earlier. Now that she's older, I do tell her. For example, if I go take a bath while she's up, I'll let her know, mommy is taking some time to herself. I need a few minutes. Unless it's something that's an emergency, please just give me a few minutes. You know, she'll have snacks, TV. You know, my bathroom's in the same room, so she'll be fine. I just let her know, just give me some time. So she knows when I'm in the bathroom taking a bath, leave mommy alone. I just need that
open communication. Like, I think that's also important as a mom. Like, you have to be able to communicate to your kids, like, hey, this is my time. I need it. It's just like implementing a boundary, but also modeling to them, like, it's okay to take time for yourself. It's okay to step back. And I think you're doing a great job modeling that, because sometimes you just need a breather. I know I have two toddlers, so I had to let them know, like,
oh my gosh, Kudos to you, because I can imagine having two of them. One is fine, but having two,
It's a
yes.
journey, it's a
It
journey.
is.
I'm grateful now. I'm in a space of we're in a season where I'm like, oh, I'm grateful that it's two of them. Now they can play together and I can walk off for a
Yeah.
second.
Yes, exactly.
Let's hold on, y'all. Let's talk about it. This job market right now is crazy. Y'all know in the beginning of the season, I was telling you guys about job hunting and getting back into that workforce because I'm like, we need to fund a business. We need to be able to make some more goals happen. But the job market is crazy. And I know that you mentioned, Kia, about your process of job hunting right now. Would you like to share that?
Sure. So I got laid off last September. I've been living in Atlanta since 2016. So I was living in Atlanta. Got laid off in September, my entire department. I was working at a healthcare tech startup. First time in healthcare tech, really enjoyed it, was getting paid better, working remotely, and really enjoyed that. The flexibility working remotely, I could put my daughter up from school. I loved it. And so getting laid off, it was hard. But I did receive the severance pay. So for like maybe a month and a half, 2 months, I didn't look for a job because in my head, I was just like, I can get a job. It was easy for me. I just enjoyed being honestly laid off. I just took the time. That's when the self-care came in. My daughter was at school. I did what I wanted to do. I'd explore Atlanta. And then I think it was maybe November, December, I started looking for jobs. And my lease was up in January. And I was like, okay, I gotta have a job by January. January came and went, didn't have a job. And so unfortunately, I had to leave Atlanta and move in with my parents in South Carolina. And I had to take, my daughter away from her friends. We had to change schools in the middle of the school year. That was tough. And then now we're almost a year later, and I still do not have a full-time job. After applying, I think I've applied to over 200 jobs. I have definitely been at least on 10 to 20 interviews. And it's always the same thing. You're great. You're a great candidate. We loved you, but unfortunately, we can't provide you the position at this time. And it's been difficult financially, with bills that need to be paid. The biggest bill, which is rent, has been taken off the table. But I still have to pay for other things, car note, car insurance, things like that. That's been difficult. My daughter's birthday was last week. I couldn't do much for her. And so again, that's where the village came in. Her godmothers, my friends, my parents chipped in so she can go to Chuck E. Cheese. She got a few gifts, but I couldn't give her the birthday that I've normally given her. And she wants to, like, this summer cannot do much. On top of losing, I also broke my ankle. Still broken right now, actually. Summer, we haven't been able to do much. On top of losing my job, I broke my ankle in June and it's still broken. So I haven't been able to do much financially, physically for my daughter this summer. And as a mom, you have mom guilt because you're not able to do things. But at the same time, people were telling me, think of the last, what, 5 summers she's had. And this is just one summer, that you're not financially able to provide for her. So I had to find little things like go to the park, do things in the house, because not having a job and also being disabled at this time, it
Can be
really affects
stressful.
your mental health. Like my mental health has been all over the place. I've even lost 20, I think like 24 pounds since March or May, March, April. So a lot has been going on. And it all stems from unemployment. Never knew I would be in this predicament. And so, all you can do as a mother is just be your best self, show up for your child. Because with her being this young, she doesn't really understand what's going on. All she knows is we're living with my grandparents right now. I'm at a new school and it is what it is. So, you just got to just show up for your child and do the best you can and know that this is temporary. It's not permanent. It's hard when you're in that moment, but you'll come out of it eventually. So that's what I try to remind myself.
Yeah, I think your mindset is beautiful about this situation too. Although it takes a lot of processing, and you're like, I'm unemployed, my ankle broke, and it's like things are not looking ideal. But it's like that mindset you have is like, this is temporary, And yes, there is mom guilt, and we know things are, we can't control everything. But I think this is going to be a part of your story, and I can't wait till you get to the other side of it so you could come back and talk about the great things that happened, because it's real out here right now, and just for you to open up and be transparent about this and how it does suck, honestly, to be unemployed or just figuring out like if your money is not right, even though people are like, money can't buy happiness, but money does buy stability, and
What? Okay.
stability is so important. And I would like to know what's helping you through this season of being employed. So if there's a mom out here right now who's like, dang, I'm unemployed too, and I just don't know what I'm doing through, like, what advice would you give them? Because you've been in this situation for a year. You've been, I feel like, and I'm hoping that it turns around for you, but I want to know, like, what advice would you give another mom?
I would just let them know there are going to be ups and downs. There are going to be some days where you feel great. You're like, okay, I'm going to apply to these jobs. I'm going to do this. I'm going to be productive. And then there's going to be some days where you don't even want to get out the bed. And so you honestly have to be your biggest motivation. You also have to lean on others. I have friends and former coworkers who have had to literally tell me, like, you need to get up out the bed. Like, this is what we're not going to do. You cannot be in this bed every day. You have to find some motivation to do something in this downtime. And so, again, like I said, just remember it's not going to last forever, because when you're in this moment, it may seem like it's going to last forever. I know with me, and then like I said, it affects you mentally, and I already have mental health issues like depression and anxiety, so it's amped. It may feel like this is just never going to end, but it will. And then you also have to think how you were before this happened, how your life was before it happened, and the trials and tribulations you experienced before this happened, and how you've gotten out of those before. So you can get back to that place. It just takes time. Also, think about the bigger picture. A lot of people say, I'm here in South Carolina with my parents because I'm supposed to be here. My mom just got diagnosed with dementia the same month I got laid off. So a lot of people are saying, this is where you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be with your mom. You need to spend time with your mom. That's why you were laid off from your job and you're here with your parents. That's just how it's working right now. So it may be a bigger picture. So you have to do a lot of soul searching to figure out the reason you're going through this, and it'll help you come back on top, because I'm just excited for next year, because I know next year I'm not gonna be in this place. And
Yeah,
I'm gonna be
your ankle
looking back
gonna
on
be
it laughing.
healed.
Yeah, I said next summer, because this summer was terrible. I said next summer, I cannot wait. We're going on trips, we're doing this, because I'm gonna be in a better place. And so just think about your future and how your future is going to look way brighter than what you're experiencing in your present.
Yes, definitely. And I love that this is just a true testament of like the things that do happen through life. Like even in motherhood, there's things, motherhood is tough, and then you have on top of life, and especially like you're being a single mom, and then now you're like, my ankle broke. I'm unemployed. Just like
Believe
there's
that.
a light on the other side. And I just want any mom who's listening to this right now to just know that there will be challenges in life, but it doesn't mean it's the end of your story. It's only going to deepen your story and your gratitude for when you get to the other side. And trust me, it's gonna be worth it. At this time, you may be like, I don't know, but it's gonna be worth it. And you just have to be able to just continue to believe in yourself and trust the process, because you have to continue to just keep moving forward and sow those seeds. And I like how you even mentioned how with your mental health, but you lean in on your family and your friends to help pour into you, because it's tough, but it's not saying that it's not doable to have the right mindset in that process.
Right.
And how can the mamas get in touch with you? Because I know this was a beautiful story. It helped me. It was a reminder for me as well. Just, like, have the right mindset, even when things are not going your way, because you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, so you can get in touch with me. I have my doula Instagram, which is at Babies and Beauty Doula.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me, taking the time out your day, especially I know you mentioned your daughter being sick. So thank you for pointing to the Navigating Postpartum Wellness community. And mamas, don't forget to like and subscribe below. Leave a review, y'all. You know, get us up there on the map. But until next time. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness. I hope you find some valuable insights to help you prioritize your well-being and embrace self-care. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. I'm here to support you every step of the way. If you enjoyed today's show, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a fellow mom who might benefit. For more resources such as guides and individualized support, or even just tips through the blog, visit NavigatingPostpartumWellness.com or connect with me on social media at Jeray.Williams on Instagram and Threads. Until next time, take care and nurture yourself because you deserve it.